Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Today is the 25th of March, the 84th day of 2024, with a synchronous 282 days ahead of us on our way to 2025. Although we've been lately witnessing the lingering tenacity of old man Winter, whose back was supposedly broken, yet he continues in a crawl, let's all try to remember spring officially arrived almost a week ago. Perhaps we need to keep in mind a couple of adages, such as, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute, and life is what happens while you're making plans. 4 years back, we all were abruptly ushered into a new era of uncertainty, which was not without its positive moments. In 2020, right about this time in March, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered all non-essential businesses in the state to close and non-essential workers to stay home. Non-essential, of course, was open to interpretation, but the upshot was that the regular pollution from our regular busyness abated considerably. Satellite photos taken from 100 miles up revealed a pronounced lack of smog and a general clearing of the atmosphere over urban centers especially. In other words, we had proven that not only could we pollute less, for whatever reason, but also that when we polluted less, the appearance of our planet's landscape improved. Speaking of landscapes and their reality, here's a stanza from poet W.S. DePiero, Edward Hopper, Yellow and Red, alluding to the realist painter some regard as the most important of 20th century America. Our optimism's a darkening soul that doesn't know the dark is coming. The windows inflect an ethic of the watched, the overseen, the secretive, the hidden lives of architecture, the boxcars, factories, variety stores, and gabled homes where life went silent a moment ago. Heavenward this morning, not long before dawn, March's full moon arrived, known variously as the worm moon, the eagle moon, the goose moon, the crown comes back moon, the sugar moon, the wind strong moon, the sore eyes moon, and, apropos of Easter coming up soon, the paschal moon. And for those who were afforded a glimpse between clouds following midnight, a partial penumbral eclipse occurred, whereby the moon's brightness temporarily dimmed in a subtle dark shading over the course of a few hours. Tonight and tomorrow night in the eastern sky, our moon will hang near the bright star Spica of the constellation Virgo the Maiden. Today in 31 AD, according to calendar maker Dionysius Exiguus, the first Easter was celebrated. Today in 1306, Robert the Bruce was crowned Robert I, King of the Scots. Today in 1436, the Florence Cathedral, with its largest dome in the world at the time, created by Filippo Brunelleschi, with financial support from Cosimo de' Medici, was consecrated by Pope Eugene IV. Today in 1584, English explorer Sir Walter Raleigh was granted a 7-year royal charter by Queen Elizabeth I to explore and colonize North America. Today in 1598, Dutch navigator Cornelis de Oetman departed Amsterdam for the East Indies in search of exotic spices such as cloves, nutmeg, mace, cinnamon, and pepper. Today in 1609, Henry Hudson embarked on an attempt to find the Northwest Passage to Asia for the Dutch East India Company, but wound up exploring North America instead. Today in 1807, Britain's Parliament abolished the slave trade throughout the British Empire and introduced a penalty for ship captains of £120 per slave. Today, in 1811, English poet Percy Shelley was expelled from the University of Oxford for his publication of a pamphlet, The Necessity of Atheism. Today, in 1863, the first U.S. Army Medals of Honor were awarded by U.S. Secretary of War Edwin Stanton to 6 Army soldiers. Today, in 1898, American writer O. Henry was sentenced to 5 years in prison for embezzling $854 from a bank to pay for his sick wife's medical bills. Today in 1919, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson's dream of a League of Nations became a reality after the League Covenant was adopted at the Paris Peace Conference. Today in 1920, Howard Cosell was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to Polish-Jewish immigrants who raised him in Brooklyn, New York. Howard claimed to have begun speaking at 9 months, and many folks, fans and non-fans alike, would joke that he never stopped. In turn, Howard would say, "My parents didn't give me looks, but they gave me an absolute monopoly on brains and talent." Gifts which Howard used to earn a law degree at New York University. In fact, in 1953, as a lawyer, Howard entered broadcasting, where ABC hired him to host a panel of Little League baseball players to interview professional athletes. ABC was so pleased by his performance that they hired him as a sports commentator. Yet Howard adopted a flowery, egocentric, machine-gun style that did not please everyone. Football quarterback legend Joe Namath observed, "He's the kind of guy who, when he meets someone, says very loudly, 'This must be a great day for you, meeting me.'" Frank Gifford, who worked for years with Howard on Monday Night Football, remarked, "Howard was like the little girl with the little curl in the nursery rhyme. When he was good, he was very, very good, and when he was bad, he was horrid." By and large, Howard and I had a great time together, even though you couldn't tell that from the way he badmouthed me in the ABC hallways and carved me up in his books. Most of all, Howard was funny, sometimes when he tried to be. Today is also the birthday in 1345 of English heiress and wife of John of Gaunt, Blanche of Lancaster. In 1347 of Italian Saint Catherine of Siena. In 1541 of Italian Grand Duke of Tuscany, Francesco de' Medici. In 1867 of Italian cellist and conductor, Arturo Toscanini. In 1867 of American sculptor of Mount Rushmore, John Borglum. In 1881 of Hungarian pianist and composer, Béla Bartók. In 1892 of Scottish actor Andy Clyde. In 1897 of American Dixieland jazz pianist and singer Emma Barrett. In 1899 of New Zealand motorcycle racer Burt Munro. In 1901 of American actor Ed Begley. In 1906 of American blues guitarist Curly Weaver. In 1908 of English film director David Lean. In 1911 of American nightclub owner and slayer of Lee Harvey Oswald, Jack Ruby. In 1921 of American The Bad Seed, child actress Nancy Kelly, and of German-French actress Simone Signoret. In 1925 of American writer Flannery O'Connor, in 1934 of American feminist Gloria Steinem, and of American rockabilly singer, songwriter, and guitarist Johnny Burnett. In 1938 of American singer-songwriter Hoyt Axton. In 1940 of American singer Anita Bryant. In 1942 of American singer Aretha Franklin. In 1947 of English singer-songwriter and piano player Elton John. In 1962 of American actress Marcia Cross, and in 1965 of American actress Sarah Jessica Parker. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the second week of spring and to the 13th week of 2024.